Well, it's 4 p.m. on Saturday the 28th of June. I'm just come out of the villa again, leaving very, very soon, about 5:30, to return the hire car to the airport, and then to get that cleared off, refund of any petrol not used. And then your baggage, as it were, through into the airport. And, well, you know what happens after that. Now, our flight's not till 9:45 this evening, so we really don't need to leave that early, but the girls are just a wee bit fed up hanging about the house. We have done 2 or 3 wee things today. We went a wee joint in the car to break the day up, and we were down to the Mercado, just about 1 kilometre from here, which is it's a cool enough kind of Mercado. They're all over Spain. It's almost like a kind of Morrison's or whatever you want to call them, chain of stores. Very, very good produce. And we took them down there. They picked up some stuff, some food for eating in the afternoon, some stuff for taking with us to the airport to eat on the plane, etc., etc. And also, there's a market on down there. It's not a big market, but it takes you about 3/4 an hour to go up and down it, as it were. So that was their last market for their holiday here in the La Marina. Hello.
Hello. Hi.
That's a couple of ladies coming down from the pool and walking along this 15-foot high wall that is causing a beautiful amount of shade at this time of the day. I'm staying in the shade. It's far too damn hot to go in the sun. I've already been out twice for a wee walk, and after 5 minutes, just not worth it. It's just blisteringly hot, and there still hasn't been a cloud in the sky. So anyway, the 2 ladies are down for the pool. You'll probably hear some voices above me, which is the pool, which is a large grassy area surrounding it, and palm trees. People are making the best of it in this kind of weather. In fact, the best place to be in this kind of weather probably is in the sea or in a pool. So, as I said, this will be the last report from me. I say a report. I sound like a reporter, don't I? Oh, my God, my God. This will be the last piece of audio that I'll do from La Marina Urbanization, from Casa Margarita. That's the name of the villa. I don't suspect it's the only one called Casa Margarita in this immense urbanization. So anyway, they're just sitting there, we're watching the tennis, we're watching Nadal playing Kukushkin. Looks like Nadal is on his way to the next stage. We're sitting there with the air conditioning on full blast, as much air as we can get, trying to keep ourselves cool. And we've ate as much as we can out of the fridge, freezer and whatever else, so that we're not leaving food behind that we don't need to leave behind. We hand the keys over to the cleaners. We met them when we arrived, an English couple who've actually got their own villa just up the road here. And the owner actually uses, you know, all owners have someone they can trust. So the real owner of the property has entrusted these two people to clean the property, look after it, and make sure everyone's okay. And they're coming over. I love the couple. And they're coming over at 5:20 to collect the keys, check everyone's okay, and then we'll go on our merry way to the airport. It's been great. I said that this morning, I think. It's been a fantastic holiday. We've done so much in 2 weeks. We've been so many places. Alan was just saying to us that we've done around 2,000 kilometres in that car. It's a good job we've got unlimited mileage with it. And Vernier had a bash this afternoon, early afternoon, when we went down a wee run down at La Marina for the final time, just to cruise around for half an hour, burn off some fuel. On that last day, would you believe, a guy in a big four-track, that kind of Land Rover style thing, didn't wait at the roundabout, decided he was going to jump out in front of him. And I was lucky Alan was paying attention and managed to stop the car in time. What a disaster that would have been at the end of the holiday. So I'm letting him drive all the way back to the airport. I'm not going to be the one that gets the bogey. I'll let him do it. I know it's terrible, I know. There's going to be any bumps, scrapes or scratches before we get to the airport. It won't be by my driving. So yes, as I said, a beautiful, like, gorgeous day again. But being honest, it's far too damn hot now for us. Far too hot. It's past 3 days have been like this, this type of weather, and of course the heat's just been building up on the previous day. So now 3 days on, it's kicking off in the morning at 25, 26 degrees. Just incredible. 39 in the car as we were driving around about. This is certainly in shelter spots. It's over 40 degrees for a day. And they say it's to get warmer by Sunday, Monday. We'll be back in the cool breeze and the cold, cool rain of Scotland. You know what? I can't wait to get home, and I know Mary can't wait to get home. It's strange, isn't it? All this sun, all this beautifully fresh and cheap produce, all this lovely way of life, and yeah, it's just a holiday, isn't it? Scotland's our home. And even with all its foibles, and its wind, and its rain, and the cold temperatures, home's best. Home's best.